protesters were fired up. Dozens of them showed up at the home of Michigan State Attorney General Bill Schuette earlier this month, demanding that a pipeline running through a waterway connecting Lake Huron and Lake Michigan be shut down. It's called Line 5, and it carries about 20 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids daily. It's 63 years old, and environmentalists in both the U.S. and Canada fear it's deteriorating, putting the Great Lakes at risk. The line is owned by a Canadian company called Enbridge, who says there's no reason to worry about Line 5. Recently, the U.S. government has taken steps to strengthen protections for the lakes. President Obama signed into law the Pipes Act in June, protecting the fresh water source from pipeline leaks. National Wildlife Federation's Mike Schreiberg says this legislation is a strong step forward, but
this does not make the Great Lakes safe from oil spills, but it does provide a additional level of protection.
Among those additional layers are more requirements for inspections and monitoring. Still, when it comes to pipelines, environmentalists say their fears aren't unfounded. Enbridge is responsible for the 2010 spill in the Kalamazoo River, dumping more than 800,000 gallons of oil. Schreiberg says what's ultimately needed is a complete shutdown of Line 5. Now, there's a lot to consider when talking about shutting down this pipeline that occupies the 4-mile stretch of the Straits of Mackinac.
If you look for an alternative for Line 5 under the Straits, then people say, well, why don't we just put it on ships? Why don't we put it on rail? So we're really trying to look at this holistically.
That's Nate Drag from the Alliance for the Great Lakes. He says rail lines carrying crude pass through the Great Lakes corridor on a daily basis. It creates a risk for potential derailments, spills, and explosions. But rails aren't the only concern.
One big thing is to make sure that as pipelines get more attention, it doesn't shift to transporting crude oil on vessels, because we see that as a big threat.
Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy says the company's number one priority has always been safety.
Well, I would like to make it clear, if there was ever a problem at all that we saw with Line 5, we would not be using it.
Now, the lakes provide more than 30 million people with fresh drinking water in both the U.S. and Canada. And concerns about keeping that water safe are shared on both sides of the border. Mark Mattson from the Lake Ontario Waterkeeper says the lakes are taken for granted. And until that stops, real progress can't happen.
We have to start protecting the Great Lakes with much greater, much stronger laws that just say no to certain types of toxic substances that could destroy the economic and the cultural future of the Great Lakes.
But for now, the issue lies with the state of Michigan. It has ordered an independent analysis to look at the overall risks and alternatives to Line 5. Enbridge has agreed to pay for it. That's $3.6 million. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.